And she ate and was satisfied and kept some back, Ruth 2:14. Ruth was thankful that she had more than enough to eat that day. In the eyes of the world, she had foolishly bound herself to the God of Israel when she promised to take care of her destitute mother-in-law. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. Jehovah do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me. Ruth 1:16-17. She was grateful that at least with this meal, she had more than enough to eat. Little did she know that God was soon to make her the mother of his eternal dynasty. Her grandson David would be told, "Your house and your kingdom shall be established forever." 2 Samuel 7:16. Ruth was typical of sinners that come to God. They think it's their idea, and it turns out the whole thing was orchestrated by God. They start off thinking God will give them a better deal, and end up giving everything to him in exchange for the pearl of great price. Matthew 13, verse 45. God removes their guilt, gives them a new heart and the indwelling Holy Spirit, and everything changes as a result. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 through 18. When Christ saved you, he gave you a clean conscience and answered the ultimate question of who am I? But there's so much more he wants to do with you. We know from the Word of God that food and clothing are not to be our focus, but rather, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Colossians 3:1-10. The adventure is just beginning when you submit unconditionally to Christ your Lord.